Another movie, if you like romance, music and lyrics, starring Drew Barrymore. Very entertaining movie if you want a romantic journey. Bridge to Terabithia, movie for the kids from Disney about discovery and loss. And coming up soon, in a couple of weeks, is a movie called Fido. Also, I should mention that Ghost Rider is still doing pretty well. And if you're a DVD fan, just want to let you know about Casino Royale, the huge James Bond comeback picture starring brand new James Bond, Daniel Craig, is going to be out on DVD, I guess, as we speak. Lots of fun. Certain movies are meant for the big screen. Fido, worth checking out because of its quirkiness, made in British Columbia, coming out in a couple weeks. And again, also, if you want to see action a la Bond, that James Bond movie on DVD is well worth renting. Casino Royale, huge fan response in a positive way when it came out last November. Now it's on DVD. And that's our show for today. I want to remind everybody to listen to my friend Mr. Wiener on Wiener's Barbecue coming up, I think, later today, even though Daryl might be away. Want to hope that you've enjoyed today's show. And any more information on movies, go to www.moviesite.com. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you soon.
Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
You are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like
know.
The ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS.
I got a job. I got a job.
You are proudly listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I am Philip Roche. This is your host for Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and absolutely nothing less. So today you're in for a real treat, and you're going to enjoy today's show. It's one of the best we've ever had. Why? Because we have an unprecedented guest on our show today. This guest never before has been on this air before. And when I met him, I said, listen, this guy's got to get on the show. And so usually every single show, I answer two interview questions that will make sure that I can address major issues that employers bring up every week. However, this week, I don't want to do it. And the reason I don't want to do it is because we want to have as much time with this fine young man that we possibly could have. So, before we jump into that, this show is open to phone calls soon. Not yet, but soon. I know I keep teasing you with this one. What we're going to be doing very soon is receiving your phone calls. That means it's an opportunity for you to pick up that phone and ask urgent questions that you have burning in your mind and you need to have asked or answered, rather. So the question is, what is the phone number? It is 604-822-2487 or 604-UBC.CITR. Fantastic. So, before we jump into the next thing, what I just want to mention is last week, what have we been doing, our last shows? We've covered some amazing topics. In fact, what I revealed for the very first time were dream job theories that had never before occurred to me. For 4 months, I then tested them in the market and discovered their success. And only the ones that worked, I then put on the air. Those that didn't work, I did not put them on the air. And so what you get on this show, as usual, is always the hottest topics and how you can land your dream job. For example, how to be automatically yourself in an interview. How to automatically connect with an employer. And trick number one, never start with your resume. I heard this wonderful speaker the other day, and he was the leading and the number one broker in Canada. He sells real estate. I think he makes $6 million a year. And he said, the minute I realized that life is not about a transaction, but about a relationship, my business tripled instantly. And so what I want you to remember is this show is all about helping you develop the kind of relationships in your life that will flourish your career. And so I'm so excited. I'm ready to introduce our guest. His name is Earl Almeida. Earl Almeida. I met him at the faculty, business commerce faculty at the University of British Columbia. Wonderful school, Sauder School of Business. He represents a company called Southwestern Company. He is the corporate recruiter. Earl, how are you?
Great, Philip. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you, Earl. So jump right in. You work for a company called Southwestern. What does the Southwestern do?
Southwestern Company is a publishing company, and we run a summer internship for students of all different majors. For 150 years, we've been selecting students for a summer work opportunity.
So basically, you hire a bunch of students.
That's correct.
Okay, so when I brought you on the air, I said, are you going to hire some students? So if anyone listening to right now, is it possible that someone that's going to listen right now might potentially get a job through you?
It is a possibility.
Okay, it's a possibility, but not guaranteed, and we're going to find out why, because this conversation today is not for everyone. But if it's for you, let me tell you, you can go very, very far. So who is this radio show for? If you are recently graduated from high school, in university or college, or recently graduated from university, this show is directly aimed towards you. But wait, if you are a parent with a son or daughter that fits those qualifications, this show is directly rated for you. But wait, if you are an aunt or uncle or grandmother or grandfather or nephew, anything, and you know somebody in this area, or potentially you're going to have a child who's going to be in this demographics, you're going to want to listen to this show to find out how they can leverage the amazing opportunities at Southwestern Company and get a wonderful career, a dream job. Okay, so that's what you do. And tell me, your position is what?
I'm a corporate recruiter in charge of selecting students in Canada for our summer work opportunity.
So this morning I saw you meeting with some students. What were you doing?
We're doing follow-up. We do information sessions on campus every week. We've interviewed over 400 so far, but each week we're also follow-up with them, get some of their questions answered, get to know them a little bit more personally too.
Okay, so tell me, let's be straight up. So what does Southwestern do? What does you ask students to do? When you hire them, what do you ask them to do?
Sure. We publish a line of educational books and software. We actually teach students to run their own little business for the summertime. And so meeting directly with families, they get a chance to build their communication skills and their resume, along with being able to pay for school along the way.
Okay, so you ask for students. So what's a typical day for a student?
Definitely work hard. Start early in the morning. We try to see as many families as we can during the daytime. And a lot of our students will see about 50 families during the day, make about 30 to 35 presentations to those families.
Also, there's a lot of direct marketing the students must do to people. Is that correct?
That's correct. They get a chance to face-to-face, get to meet a lot of parents and families and students.
Okay, now I'm going to reveal something that happened to me when before I met Earl. I heard about the company, and I said, okay, this is getting a bunch of students go door-to-door. And this is what I said to myself. And then I met Earl, and Earl presented to me, and I was completely shocked by his presentation. In fact, he doesn't know this. We haven't shared this yet, but he was so honest, and he had nothing to hide that's what first impressed me, was that he had nothing to hide, and I totally believe in his credibility. And then he told me about the training. And then he brought in a student, and a student after student, who had gone through the experience and how they raved about the amount of growth they had. So, Earl, that's the number one reason I wanted you on the show. One is you're honest. Number two is you're doing a lot of good work with our students. So tell us, what is the number one thing you hear from students? What do they learn when they get involved with your company?
I think the one thing I try to do more than anything else, whether they work with us or not, is just kind of expand their mind and open them up to the possibility that they need a little bit more than just their education and their degree to be able to get the career of their choice and their dream job of their choice. I think as kids, sometimes we have these big dreams of where we want to go, and as we get older, those dreams tend to get smaller and smaller, and as we realize that they're going to be a little harder to achieve, and we try to hopefully reinstill that vision that they can still get those big dreams if they want.
Okay, so is it hard to find good people?
The challenge is finding the people that want to put the effort into getting their goals. We have a lot of students that maybe want to get into med school, want to get into law school, but they don't want to do maybe the things necessary to get to where they want to go.
So, okay, so tell me, how many hours does a typical student have to work a day to be successful in this business?
Definitely. In our program, students definitely work hard. We work about 6 days a week on average, and students, our top students in our program, who will make an excess of $10,000, $15,000 in the summer, will probably put in 75, 80 hours a week in the summertime.
75 to 8 hours a week. Okay, that's 12, 15-hour days. Huge days, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
But huge payoff.
Huge payoff. And the flip side of it is, we look at it, the students, we work double time in the summertime, but we get a lot more free time during the school year to do the things we want to do.
Okay, so of all the students that you've met with in the past, tell me, what is some of the major benefits they receive? Because listen, we have a student sitting out there or a parent sitting out there that says, why should I refer my son or daughter to this company? What's in it for them? Not other than money, what's in it for them?
The big thing would probably be communication skills, personal growth, independence, problem-solving skills. Just really for a lot of students getting a chance to be there on their own, testing their own self-worth, and putting themselves in an environment where they're in control of their own situation.
Okay, so it's basically giving them the power, they're self-empowered, and often, I guess, through achievements and success, they grow and expand that way?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, so let me tell you this. You know, one thing I want to know from you is you interview a lot of students. So you must see some students that don't interview very well and some interviews that people that interview better. Is that correct?
Definitely.
Okay, so what stands out? Give me your top two, maybe your top two weak interview moves and your top two, when you see this, you're like, wow, they're a hot interviewer.
I think first, eye contact, facial impression, definitely a big one. And that initial handshake. We meet some students that'll come in and that I'll greet them with my name and a handshake, and they won't reply with their name. And so that's definitely a good sign there. Where we get the other students who come with a nice smile, hey, nice to meet you, how are you doing, and stuff too. So just that difference, that eye contact, and some people who can't look you in the face when they're answering a question.
And so you say to yourself, if they're not going to do that with me, they're not going to do that with the client. Is that right?
Chances are, but that's something, communication skills are a teachable thing, which a lot of students don't realize. So those are things, if they put their mind to it and put themselves in an avenue where they do those things, those are skills that can be learned and can be taught. If they're willing to learn those skills.
Okay, before we go to break, well, right after the break, what I want to touch on is the unbelievable amount of training that goes on with some of your individuals. But before we do that, I just want to maybe ask you, have you ever met a student where you interviewed them and said, you know what, this person is never going to work out? And you said, let's give them a shot, and they turned out to be a superstar. Did that ever happen?
Yeah, there's definitely a few that and you never know. One of the guys that we're working with right now is a UBC grad going on his third summer with our company. And when I met him 2 years ago, just a quiet guy, just didn't really know what to expect from him. I knew he was a hard worker from the things he had done. And he turned out being our number one producer in Canada that year and is still working with us 2 years later.
So your number one producer in Canada was a guy you thought wouldn't do very well.
I just didn't know what to expect from him whatsoever.
So it's a lot up in the air.
Yeah.
So in your recruiting, obviously you have systems to figure out whether someone's going to be a success or not. Is that right?
More so personality-wise, we're looking at people that demonstrate a strong work ethic more than anything else, because we can't teach work ethic, but we can teach them everything else.
Also, as a company, your general philosophy is we can teach you how to sell, but if you don't have a good work ethic, then you're not going to do well.
Yeah, just like in university. If you don't put the effort in, you're not going to get the results.
Okay, this is interesting. One of the things you mentioned before, we're about to go to break in a sec here, but you said the word sell. Sometimes people respond negatively to that. So what I want to just address here is the issue of maybe promoting yourself or being in the, you know, we're all in the business of marketing ourselves to others, and some people have different styles. And so there's no question that students that get involved with this company will either very much resonate with this style and some that will not.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's part of the conversation, and it's interesting. And when you're doing your dream job search, think of the company. Is it your style? If it's not a style, don't go for it. If it's a style, go for it. And that's a dream job tip right there. We're about to go to break. We're going to go get yourself some water. You got to run back. Go tell your family and friends to come back, because we're going to move into some powerful conversations right after the break.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will. So why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
I got a dog.
All right, we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And you are, of course, glued to your radio or computer listening to Career Fast Track, where we are educating and inspiring you to land your dream job. You know, one of the things we say on this show that's very, very clear is that if you love doing something so much, you must only earn a living doing it. Now, some people have a hobby in their life and they say to themselves, well, if I turn my hobby into a job, I'll like the hobby less, and so I'm not going to do it. So you have two choices in general in life. You can either have a hobby you love and be poor, or have a hobby you like a little less and be rich. Now, that's often what I've seen. So a great dream job tip is to, when you start to look at things you like, how could you earn a living doing it? So if you're playing your video game all bloody day, how could you make money out of doing this? No joke, true story, woman actually wanted to, she loved filling in contest entry forms. So when she found out about this show, she found out about doing their dream job, she said, okay, for 1 year, all I'm going to do is fill in contest entry forms. No joke, no joke. That year, she won $20,000, a car, two computers, and three trips. She was so successful, she opened up a business where she filled in contest entry forms for other people and charged them $50 a month. She now earns $10,000 a month filling in contest entry forms. So listen, folks, you can make a lot of money doing what you love and be happy too, of course. Okay, good. We're back with our wonderful guest, Earl Almeida, with Southwestern Company, corporate recruiter. We're chatting about he hires a lot of students. We're talking about what works and what doesn't work with interviewing from him. And one of the things I want a student, one of the things students often tell me about is that they really want, when they join a company, is to go through a, some, they don't say rigorous, but they want to be trained so that they have rapid career growth, and that's rapid career advancement. And some companies have no training, and some companies do have training, but in general, students love this kind of thing. And one of the things that jumped out at me for your company is the amount of training you offer. Now, when you're listening to this, it's not just Southwestern we're talking about. We're talking about what is possible. What do some companies do? So we're talking about Southwestern here. If you say to yourself, well, my company doesn't do that, well, maybe ask yourself, well, what company does? Or how can I approach my employer and say, how can I get more training? Or that's very important to me. So tell us a bit about your training process.
Yeah, for students that work in our summer program, before they start, they actually have a 50-hour training program at the start of the summer. That's put on by our company executives. And our training has been so successful, actually, that our company's opened up two separate companies in our corporate family where we're actually going to other businesses, charging them several thousand dollars to train some of their employees with the exact same techniques that we're giving our students for free. But in addition to that, students who return to our program get placed in our student management program. And while in school, they get to attend various seminars in different cities throughout North America for continued training and advanced training. And we as a group up here, too, will do some things that are outside of our company training just for personal development ourselves.
So your training is so effective with your staff that you actually outsource, which means other companies want to buy your training.
That's correct.
Okay, that's hot. That's hot. Okay, so tell me, what are you doing right?
Well, 150 years of experience have definitely helped out. Our company started in 1855, and we've been running our summer work program since 1868. So when you have 150 years of experience, that definitely helps out, and a long track record of success. And just training students to be prepared for all obstacles and problem solving, and teaching students to survive on their own.
You know, I found this interesting. The beginning of the your company was selling what?
Educational books.
Educational books, eh? Fantastic. So it's always been selling educational books, yeah. And so that's fantastic. So listen, now here's another thing. Would you agree that it's important to be passionate about the product that you're offering to others?
Definitely.
So how do you figure out, listen, I'm a student out of school. How do I know if I like this product or not? I mean, I don't know. Well, maybe I have a love for maybe Coke and I want to sell Coke products. But if I don't know these educational books, how do I know whether I'm excited about it or not?
I think that's one of the reasons why our students do really well, because even though a lot of them don't have sales experience, as most students don't, the one thing they do have is credibility. Because for the last 12, 13 years or so, what they've been doing most is going to school. And the reason why they do so well is when they sit down with families in the summertime, the moms like them because they want their kids to go to university, and the kids like them just because they're not mom. So, you know, they might be a little cooler than mom and dad are.
I see. Okay, what else can we chat about here? It's very interesting. One of the things that I often receive requests from students is asking me, well, how do I know if I want to do a career in this particular area? And so I'm sure every day you have to decide, okay, this person would be successful in it and this person would not. So for you, the listener out there, whether you're one of the demographics or you're a parent or you're related to one of these people, you want to help them or help yourself figure out whether this is a good career move. So how does a student know if they would be good at this type of, it is very demanding, but rewarding work?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, if a student has a track record of success in things that they've done, whether it's through sports, through leadership, through academics, very often, if you can be successful in one part of your life, you can definitely be successful in other parts of your life. And the one thing I always encourage students to do is it doesn't matter what they study in school or what degree they're doing or what career they want to get into, but to give themselves the opportunity to have all the doors open for them when they graduate. And if they can put the effort into one avenue, they can definitely put the effort into another avenue. And that typically leads to success no matter what you do.
Okay, it's very interesting. Thanks for that. One of the things I realized is that many companies, I had the assumption that they would only hire from business schools. And I have a ton of art students that say, well, where am I going to find work? I don't know where to find work. I don't know what to do in my career. Now, one thing I started realizing is that companies are more and more open to hiring art students because of their varied background, because of their multiple level of interest, because of their high achievement levels in different areas of life. And so for your company, do you only focus on commerce students?
No, we take students of all different majors. Right now, we've the students that I'm working with directly, we've got engineering majors, engineering physics, pharmacy, business, arts, you name it. We've got students that have done med school and law school and have gone on to PhDs and be professors as well, too.
Very interesting. Okay, so for you people out there, I want you to be realized that no matter where, whether you're right out of school, high school rather, and you got a lot of motivation, this conversation is for you. If you're involved in, if you're university or college, for you, and if you just graduated, it's also for you. And so we're going to be moving into our final break. And during this break, you got to get more people, bring them to the radio, because we are going to be finalizing our thoughts here with Earl and really ending off on a huge bang. So after the break, we'll be here in just a moment.
CITR podcast update number 2.
Work has begun on Canada's Information Highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. How much construction has been done?
We haven't had to do any construction, actually. Mostly it was just getting servers to host all of these audio files and then software to be able to deliver the podcast to the listening public.
And where does a satellite fit in?
There's no plan to use satellites at the moment.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening, and please be kind to robots.
I got a job.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and you are, of course, glued to your radio or computer at www.citr.ca, listening to Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed and tailored to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. We're back with Earl Almeida. He's with Southwestern Company, corporate recruiter. Why we had him on his show, he hires lots of students, and many of the audience in this who listen to this show either is a student or knows somebody who's a student or is a parent of a student. So that's why we brought him on. We also brought him on because we knew he's got a lot of breadth of experience in terms of recruiting a lot of people, what he looks for, what do companies look for. And there's two big things I want to end on. Number one, I want to find out just a touch about you. How did you develop success in this career? That was number one. Number two, a little honesty from you. We're going to get some truth. We're going to start doing some sections in the career show on this show called Truth and Nothing But the Truth. So we're going to ambush him on that one. Okay, good. So I assume you're pretty successful at what you do.
I've done fairly well, yes.
So were you very successful at the beginning when you started with this company?
Definitely not. My first summer, looking back on this, I did just about a little bit below company average. But my first 6 weeks, I'd probably made about $1,200, $1,300 in about 6 weeks. But my persistence paid off, and over the course of the entire summer, I made about $9,000.
So what's the moral there?
It's going to be a slow start, but there's a big learning curve to anything you do in life.
All right, it's going to be a slow start. So listen to it out there. If you're starting something out and you set your mind to doing it, now here's one thing. I was recently working with an individual who the relationship wasn't working. So if the relationship isn't working with the company you're working with, you must learn assertiveness skills to communicate with them openly so that you can move to the next level. So once you've worked with the relationship, then you can move forward. And if the commitment's hard, then work with your coach, work with them so that you can work through it, work with your manager, because you will be challenged. So I assume a lot of students are challenged in the work they do, including yourself, right?
Definitely.
So why did you stay with the company? So this is not just about Southwestern, but why? I mean, you've been there for how long?
This is my ninth year.
Ninth year. Listen, folks, the average length of time in a company is minimum 2, sometimes 5, that's 9. That's a lot of years. What has made you stay there?
The workplace environment. I came back my second summer just knowing to do better, being someone who achieved success in a lot of things, not having it right away. I just wanted to do a little bit better and prove to myself I could do it. But the benefit of coming back for our second summer in our program is I was placed into our student management program. So as a student age 21, I was actually able to manage other students and helping them run their own business for the summertime. And that really just appealed to me of just doing something different that most other students weren't willing to do, and just setting myself apart on my resume for future job searches as well.
You know, it's funny. Many companies these days, what they're doing is they're actually developing programs called management trainee programs. Fancy words for saying, we're going to put you in a bunch of departments so that you learn a lot so one day you can get promoted, because everyone's, I was going to say, dying off. But the baby boomers are retiring, not dying. I won't get in a lot of trouble here. So what I just want to highlight here is it sounded like for you at a very young age, you had an opportunity to have some management experience. So for those of you out there considering some work experience, what I want you to consider is that you can at a very young age have management experience through these management trainee programs or companies such as Southwestern here. Okay, truth and nothing but the truth. So tell us something about this work that isn't on a flyer, isn't in an ad, and we haven't covered so far because we've been slightly polite so far, but that really is the truth. I mean, it's something that's, let's be straight up with the listener, because it's straight up, the listener demands some honesty, and I think we can deliver on that. So what do you think?
Sure, definitely. I'll let you know that front end, I tell every student I sit down with, this job sucks. And I tell them, you're going to work hard, you're going to challenge yourself, you might cry a little bit, you're going to push yourself to a limit that you've never pushed before, but really test yourself to see your self-worth. My manager introduces himself. He's been in the business for 20 years. He's like, my name's Nate, I've been in the business for 20 years, I sold books for 7 summers, I hated every minute of it. And we're just really upfront and honest, because if you do something that's going to be a challenge for you, if you do something that's out of your comfort zone, that's really the chance, that's the only time that you really grow and learn. And I think if a lot of our listeners think back to the things in their life that they accomplished and that they look back with pride, there are things that always took a little bit of challenge, a little bit of effort, something a little outside the norm.
Well, I'm pretty happy with that honesty. I like that. So imagine you were to walk into a company, sit down, and say, well, why should I do this work? And the employer says, well, actually, this work sucks. And what's the reason? One of the reasons why I first Earl called my attention is because he was so forthcoming about the negative aspects of the work. He then, of course, as a good salesperson or as a good promoter or marketer, he then talked about a lot of the benefits and he talked a lot about testimonials. But what he did highlight was that there was a lot of work involved. And so listen, some companies out there make you work 80 hours a week and they glorify it. And then the student gets involved and is very disappointed. But it sounds like in this situation, there's some honesty there. So that's very, very good. So we're coming down to a few minutes. And so what I really want to do right now is I want you to tell the listener how, if they are at all interested, how they can get involved with Southwestern to find out, maybe possibly get an interview or the process for recruiting if they're interested in possibly this kind of career.
Definitely. The website is www.southwestern.com. I'll say it again, www.southwestern.com. On the website, there'll be company information, company history, as well as an online application. And no matter what school they attend, they can fill out that online application, and someone will contact them directly, either for an information session on their campus or through other means necessary.
So whether you're going to school in Ontario, Quebec, Alberta, BC...
Doesn't matter. Even if you're listening on this radio station in China, we can still help you out.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because many, many people listen to this show or throughout North America and the world because it's on the website, www.citr.ca. Recently remodeled, and it's wonderful. Absolutely love it. And the best part is on the top left-hand corner, there's a word that says podcast, which means if you wish to replay this show over and over and over again because it's so wonderful, you can do that at limitless quantity. And I know you're going to want to do that, and you're going to want to share it with your friends and put it in your podcast and all that kind of stuff, right? Good. So you know what? The listener is now going to get a final bonus before we break out. We're about done here. But Earl, I love your level of enthusiasm. Maybe last word of advice to dream job seekers out there, just in general. What's your word of advice?
I think the biggest thing is no matter what you want to do in life, I think we look at a lot of people that have success in their life, and we look, they've been successful in whatever they've done. But the one thing we don't take into account is the time and effort that they put into getting to the spot that they're at. You know, professional athletes put a lot of training in behind the scenes to become the success that they're at. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods all do a lot of training and practice to do the things that they do. They're just not naturally at it. And no matter what career you want, whatever goal you want, you need to put the time in as a student at the younger age to be able to achieve that success in life. So do the things that are outside the box. Get the experience that's going to make you a little bit uncomfortable, because in the long run, that'll separate you from 95% of the other students on your campus, and that's going to be the one that's going to get you the difference to get into grad school, med school, law school, or whatever your dream might be.
Well put, Earl. That's Earl Almeida, Southwestern Company, corporate recruiter. Thank you very much. I am Philip Roche, and you've been listening to Career Fast Track on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver or on the internet at www.citr.ca. This has been a show specifically designed to educate and inspire you to land your dream job and nothing less. I'll see you, of course, next week at the same time, where you will learn how to do what you love, make a ton of money, and be unstoppable.
UBC Student Environment Center presents The Ear Concert, Education and Resistance, an all-ages concert happening Friday, March 16th in the Party Room in the Sub at UBC, featuring Resist the Right, Kill Matilda, Columbia, Nikki Gallows, and featuring speakers from Amnesty International Canada, the Pivot Legal Society, and more. It's $5 at the door, doors at 7, and the show starts at 7:30. This is an event to raise awareness around environmental and social justice issues and to get students and youth mobilized to make positive change in their own lives and in the communities. So you better be there, or we'll find you. Well, maybe not, but just come anyway. Jeez.
Have you heard? The AMS has reopened the Sexual Assault Support Center. Sask has a great new location in rooms 119 A and B on the main floor of the sub, right across from McInnes Field. And we have full-time hours now, Monday through Friday.